Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
Hey, this is Nick. I can't come to the phone right now for whatever reason, so go ahead and leave your name, number, time you called, and I'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible. All right, and try to have a good day.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, Nick, it's John. I just wanted to call and let you know kind of what my schedule was this week. As far as doing a podcast, if we're going to do one or not. Let's see here. On Tuesday night, I work until 7, so I'd say any time after 8, really. Wednesday night's no good. Wait, what the fuck? Today's Tuesday. Okay, start over. Wednesday night, I work until 7. Thursday night's no good. Friday night, I got to work until like 4, so I got Friday night free, but I don't know how that works for you. Saturday night, I work until 8, I'm off Sunday, so I don't know, that may end up being the best day or something, so I guess that's it, and I wanted to say something about your voicemail. If you're going to call her back as humanly possible, as fast as humanly possible, it would be immediate. But I think you need to change it to say, as fast as I'm humanly possible. Because that might not be immediate. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. So, hope you have a good rest of the day. I know you're here to work. We'll talk to you later. Send me a message or SMS me. I don't care. Whatever. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. To save, press 9. For more options, press 6. Your message has been deleted. To undelete, press 1.
Oh, shit. Recorded live.
And we believe it's been washed away, because I know it still remains. Yeah, I know it still remains.
Hey everyone, welcome out to another The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm your host, Nick Nitro. With me, as always, is...
James and John.
John and James!
Da-da-da-da! I couldn't think of anything to follow up with. I knew there was something there that could go.
It feels like forever since it's been 2 weeks for us, even though you guys have only missed us for a week.
Yeah, about a week, so that's not bad.
We did two really quick.
Right.
Yeah. Stupid Mac issues. Yeah. So, we do news now?
We got emails first, bitch.
Okay.
Always open with emails.
I don't have an email.
You go first.
I go first.
Yeah, you brought it up, fucker.
I don't have an email. I'll be very honest ahead of time.
Okay, well, I got an email.
Yes, sir. What is this email?
I'm very excited.
I'm letting you go first. Mine's a big ass one.
Oh, well. Well, I've got a bunch of emails. I'm going to randomly draw one out of this bucket of printouts.
That's a newspaper.
No, it's not. It's a bucket of printout emails.
It's a newspaper, but.
Dear Jimmy! Shut up. Dear Jimmy.
Why would you put.
Yeah.
That's
And actually,
I agree with the email, actually.
Yeah.
First of all,
shut up! Shut up!
That, you haven't even heard the email. You ready?
I thought that was it.
I thought it actually should be made out now to Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John.
This is says...
Even though the website only says Jimmy and Nick, I'm working on that. Heads up. Sorry.
This email says, Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John... Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Why would they fuck you?
So, wait. It says, shut up, dear Jimmy, shut up, dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John. Shut up, fuck you.
That's not what it says.
And that's not what it says. Okay, get off the email, dude.
Okay. Anyway, we've heard lots of references about Jimmy having a girlfriend recently. I don't buy it. He sounds gay. What the fuck? Who put this email in the stack? I'm not fucking gay. I have a fucking girlfriend. It's not a false email.
No one doubts you.
This reader did, and you stuck his email in my bin. I hate you.
Reader, you mean listener?
Whatever. Yeah. Sign Blake.
Are you typing out our podcast, Sophie?
No. Screw you. Shut up.
Wow. Today's Make Fun of Jimmy joke has actually been brought to you by Jimmy. Right. Or I'm sorry, Blake. Quotation marks.
Shut up. I'm done.
Okay. Well, we're done with... John, wait a minute, though. Big meal.
It says, Dear Nick Nitro, John.
Oh. Oh, my.
Tell Jimmy to shut up. Actually, it says... Dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John, when is the next podcast of the commentary for a movie going to come out? Apparently, you guys
February
don't know your
30th.
February. Part of it is we all got very backed up with Valentine's Day and everything.
A lot of love going on.
There was love.
John and I had a very romantic dinner.
And
actually, that's really good.
Yeah, but all seriousness aside, there's been a lot of.
I have to turn you down.
Yeah,
our girlfriends are back.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, at least I am planning. We're hoping to get. Part of the issue was the website. It was my fault. I sort of jumped the gun and getting it started, and the website's not 100% done. And because the whole point is supposed to be like a membership thing, you know, but the only problem is it wasn't really. So I don't know. I would still like to get a few more commentaries done and then just start releasing them. But at least for right now, I would like to still get some of those other movies caught up, like have one whole day where it's just a bunch of people coming in and out. When they get tired of it, they go out, do whatever. And this one group just keeps watching. Mm-hmm. Like I could do that. I mean, I'd probably want to shoot myself at the end of the day, but I would see the merit of doing it for fun. So, because if anything, it's just you bullshitting with a bunch of... Yeah.
For charity.
Ooh, charity.
There we go. We invite some of our listeners in. Yeah. Or not. Actually, John, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Nope, on shelf for future reference. We'll record the entire commentary. Put it on the
charity. If you're out there, we're doing this for you.
Charity, we're doing it for you.
Yay! Okay.
So
let's get through some of the many, many news stories that Nick and John and I have.
All right.
I don't have any. You guys have a lot.
Well, Nick and I both have a lot. Nick, what are some of the ones you have, and then I'll make sure I don't.
Movie news. I have Guild. The big news is for geeks out there is Guillermo del Toro, guy who directs Hellboy, Pan's Labyrinth, is directing two Hobbit movies.
He's directing both Hobbit movies?
Yes.
Not Peter Jackson?
No. Peter Jackson said a long time ago it wasn't going to be him. The big toss-up now was it going to become between Del Toro or Sam Raimi, the guy who did Spider-Man?
Sam Raimi, one of those would be excellent choices.
Well, Sam Raimi is a horror fan at heart. Like, if you watch Spider-Man 2, the whole Dr. Octopus waking up thing, that was like a homage to Evil Dead with the chainsaw and everything. So he wants to do another horror movie, get back to his roots. Good for him. Spider-Man 3 was horrible. Anyway... Del Toro,
well,
though.
One of those directors would be a good choice, I think.
Yeah, I think Del Toro will be good. I'm interested in that. This is somewhat movie news because supposedly he had a few movies that were supposed to be bringing his like Oscar worthy movie career choices.
Yeah.
But I think one of them was with George Clooney, kind of like one of those kind of things. Wesley Snipes, he's going to prison for tax evasion. It's official. 3 years.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. It's been in the news for a while, but it's nothing concrete. So I've never brought it up. But
I didn't hear that.
Buzzes.
Amanda told me like an hour before the The
arraignment?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He, like, tried to be like, oh, I found the $5 million that I owed you.
He's like,
here it is.
Here it is.
So they took it and still sentenced him to 3 years.
I'm sure it was also really just a mad dash to find cash from everybody. Yeah. And then, beyond that, other movie news, I'll just read what I actually wrote. David O. Russell, the director of hit films Three Kings and I Heart Huckabees, has added another actor to the long growing list of those who greatly hate him. George Clooney, for those who don't know, led a revolt in a series of public attacks against the Three Kings director. And also I remember last year, Lily Tomlin had a clip of her and Dustin Hoffman from the film I Heart Huckabees placed on YouTube, where she and the director are getting into a huge argument. And Lily Tomlin gets mouthy. Like, fuck really? You, motherfucker. You don't fucking tell me how to fucking act. You're a fucking shit director. And Dustin Hoffman sits there the entire time going, okay, okay.
Wow.
Let's not spur everybody, people off more. Don't say hateful. And that's the whole clip. Well, apparently, James Caan, who only had a two-day shoot, a.k.a. a cameo,
right.
Gone to a fight with David O. Russell because he likes to just piss people off, and he walked off the set and quit. The movie's called Nailed. And again, it's supposed to be a really good movie. But, so add James Caan, someone who was in The Godfather, and you don't want to piss off I would not want to piss him off.
Yeah.
He scares me. In another bit of surprising news, Shirley Temple breaks her arm and thus cancels her 80th birthday celebration. It's only news because we're surprised that she's still alive.
Yeah.
That's my only joke I really have for tonight. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
Ian McGregor has... not only do we learn he has cancer this week, or he had cancer, he's trying to get treated. He's also in the prequel sequel to The Da Vinci Code, Demons and Angels.
Not just him.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's playing the Vatican insider who assists, and they also cast the main girl, Ailette Zurer,
who
was in like some other movies.
I didn't know who she was, so I sort of dropped it. I thought about putting that in there with that.
She's been in a couple like big name movies, and I already closed the window, but she's been in a couple of big Hollywood blockbusters. But apparently they're doing it as a prequel. I mean, the book takes place before it, Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
But I thought they were going to redo the plot a little bit to make it a sequel. I mean, it's definitely bigger action, bigger plot. I thought it would make a hell of a sequel.
I like that book a lot better than Da Vinci Code.
I agree.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I agree.
So I'm a little disappointed they're doing it as a prequel. I really thought it would be a sequel. But I guess that lets them leave out the girl from the first movie. Yeah. Although there is a third book coming out with Robert Langdon, and they are going to make a movie of that. And I don't know if it'll have the same girl or not. We'll see.
Have you read any of his other books? Dan Brown?
No, I should, because
I've heard they're really good.
I like
them. They're all really good. I have them all, I think.
Do you?
I can't remember what they're called, though.
Do you have them in paperback or hardbook?
Yeah.
And digital something? Or
yeah.
Something digital. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
yes.
so.
I don't know. They're both really good.
I haven't read
those. I have both in paperback.
From the people I've talked to that have read them all, Angels and Demons is the best.
Yeah. Deception Point is pretty cool.
That's good.
Is it a Robert Langdon book, too, or is it a...
No.
It's just the overall different story?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're all real smart, you know, kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Digital Fortress one's pretty sweet, too. A lot of computer... like
hacking and stuff like that.
Crap. Oh, like, I don't understand.
Well, that's the thing. If anyone can,
it makes you understand it kind of. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even if they sort of fake it halfway through, like Michael Crichton does,
yeah.
I'll end up loving the book because you make it seem so real. I don't care because, like, really, Michael Crichton. No offense to them, he's sort of a hack writer.
Yeah.
But like Jurassic Park, Timeline, I love those books because there's so much gobbledygook and doesn't really. It's been horribly scientifically off base, but who cares?
Oh my goodness! I didn't realize. I forgot about this. Did you know Get Smart did a second series in 1995? It was the same lead actors.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. It's coming out on DVD soon.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even heard the old ones are out on DVD yet, but I guess in preparation for the movie, they released the 1995 series on DVD, which got me excited. Huh. I didn't realize. And what was the other? Oh, Tech War, the complete series is coming out.
Oh, the William Shatner
Right. I'm going to have to check that out because I only watched a couple episodes, but I enjoyed it. And I can't wait for Weed Season 3. That's the one I'm looking most forward to. Anyway, I'm sorry, Nick. Continue with your news.
I'm done with movies. Do you have any other movie news, or do you want to go to TV?
I do have some other movie news.
All right.
I haven't finished looking at all the news stories I opened yet, but let me double check here. Oh, J.J. Abrams.
He's doing
Mission Impossible 3, Cloverfield, Star Trek. He's doing
Sex Comedy.
Paramount bought the script for his new movie, hot for teacher.
It's not his script. It's his produced script.
Right. Abrams produced Hot for the Teacher, a movie about a teen determined to bone his instructor before graduation. It was written by Jay Dyer.
Guess what the theme song is going to be? Hot for the Teacher by Van Halen, maybe?
I hope so.
It's a good song.
Oh.
It is a good song.
That would be a good
song. I miss classic Van Halen.
Oh, God.
That
Quit it! Take off the shirt before you make them break up! Wedding Singer? Yeah.
Let me double check. That is... I've got a ton of TV news. That's the only movie news I have.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And type in... fuck, what is his damn name?
That is not a correct
just
title.
Just look for the song.
What is his damn you, name? Mr. Don't come up with anything.
Yeah.
And it's not David Gilmore.
Chris Norris. Wait, Mr. Big.
Yeah, I know it's Mr. Big.
It's Chris Knopf.
It's a guy that... He does an arrangement of To Be With You over a Van Halen song.
Oh, cool.
You did show me that. That is badass. Because it's like two songs at once, really, and the guitar playing is so out of, like, it's badass. It's
sweet.
It's sweet.
Cool. I wish I knew the name. Sorry.
Okay, well, let's move on to TV.
Okay. First up
Wars.
Is Amy. Yeah, it is Guitar Wars. Amy Ryan, who was the girl nominated for the Oscar this year for Gone Baby Gone, she has a major part, no one knows what it is, in this season's finale of The Office.
Oh, yes, I opened that up, I haven't read it yet.
This is reported middle of last week, and it didn't hit until Saturday, it was Monday morning when it hit, and it came true Thursday, and that was Rebecca Romijn, who was a leading supporting character in Ugly Betty, is now leaving the show as a regular cast member. She is still on the show for the next season.
Who? Which actress?
Rebecca Romijn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't like, ever since the writer's strike came back, she doesn't like the way the writers are writing her. So she asked to be taken off the show or written out.
Back to The Office. Which two characters are getting engaged in the series in the season finale?
They've not said yet.
I'm going to call it Angela and Dwight. I don't think it'll be Jim and Pam. I think they'll break them up. And I can't see anybody
it's
else.
It's going to be like a Cheers thing.
Or... Right.
Yeah.
Or Kelly and Ryan. I think it's going to be one of the broken up couples. We'll get back together.
What about Michael and Jan?
Because Ryan was a mess.
Oh.
No, that's over. That's over.
I like the girl who plays Jan, but after that last episode,
me
you totally hated her.
I hope they find another way to get her involved.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Unless it's Carol or something. Michael and Carol.
Oh, God.
We've got, it looks like four more episodes of The Office, including the hour-long season finale.
Yeah.
So that's fun, because I love The Office.
Yeah, The Office is really good, and I hope that will be. I don't know. The Rebecca Romijn thing is sort of surprising because really her career is nothing but X-Men movies. But does she really want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. Jimmy has this too, but Rachel Lee Cook is playing on Psych, plays Sans ex-girlfriend while Sybil Shepherd.
The actress I had for
Sybil Shepherd, and it takes place around the same time.
Well, Sybil Shepherd's going to be a reoccurring character as his mother.
Well, so is Rachel Lee Cook as his ex-girlfriend from high school, or the girl he crushed on. They're not really sure which is which, but apparently there's a 13-year high school reunion. I know. That's what
13 is my favorite number, just because I feel bad for it since everybody else crashes on it so much.
That's what Mike Acello said when I was reading his report. That's what I was like. Really, 13? Yeah. Who does fucking 13?
That's my favorite.
Who does 12 or 14? It's 10 or 15.
Well, I don't care. I'm all for the 13 because it. Makes
well, I support 13. It's different. It's hip. It's new.
I don't think it's unlucky. I think it gets a bad rap.
Who says it's well?
Root for the underdog. Root for the underdog.
Now on DVD at Target stores everywhere.
Now,
I don't know.
Can I kind of steal a story since it's Battlestar Galactica related?
Yes, let you.
Okay.
But can I just say the story is about Burn Notice?
It is about Burn Notice,
okay,
which Nick
go.
Loves.
Yes.
Which Nick loves, so that's why it's kind of his story, but it's kind of mine because Trisha Helfner, star of Battlestar Galactica, she plays Six, the hot blonde Cylon. She is joining the cast of Burn Notice.
Yes. Have you seen that?
No.
That show
Burn
kicks
Notice
ass.
It's coming on DVD in June. Right. One of us will have to buy it right away and give it to John before season two begins.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
Who's in it?
That's the thing. The only guy that you can recognize, there's only two people that you can immediately probably go, I've seen them before.
Okay.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce
Campbell, okay. And the other girl was Gabrielle Anwar. Remember the movie Sin of a Woman?
Yes.
No.
Remember, she was also in like a few like really bad like romantic comedy movies, like For Love or Money with Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
She used to be around way back in the day. She is, and she looks she almost looks a little bit anorexic, but she's still, like, sort of sexy hot.
Mm.
and there's Bruce Campbell, and there's this, oh, the movie Hitch. You ever seen Hitch?
Yes. No, but I...
If you ever watch it, and matter of fact, I didn't realize it was him. It took me, because he's such a cool guy in Burn Notice. He plays the douche that tries to get Hitch to hook him up just to fuck her. And
I didn't see
and of
it,
course
so
Hitch, yeah, well, Hitch says morality. I can't do that. I'm looking for long term love here. I'm not going to get a girl so you can just fuck her brains out and drop her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he plays that character and he plays it really well. But in Burn Notice, he plays it. He's awesome. He's badass. So I'm very excited. July 9th is when the show or the DVD set comes out. By the way, so because me and my friends at work were debating that because everyone likes that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Other news, and news this week has been a little weird.
I got like five more stories.
Yeah, apparently all drama shows copyrighted this year are just having a huge loss of cast.
Really?
All of them. Where the girl from Numbers is leaving the show. Most of them are CBS because most of them are CBS drama. Condi Alexander, the girl from News Radio, who was on CSI in Miami, she's leaving the show too, and they're saying it's because she has she's for creative decisions. Others are saying that she's getting fed up with... Horatio, what's his name?
Sam.
David Caruso. Apparently, he has a phobia of doors. So for those out there watching the show, notice carefully that he never walks through a door, or if he's near a door, he quickly moves away, and he doesn't have too many props in his hand except for his gun and his glasses. Yeah, and apparently, if he does not do a glass shot in almost every scene, even if the director cuts it, he gets pissed. And apparently, the other cast members are getting tired of it, and she finally said, I'm leaving the show. I can't take it anymore. So,
well, we discussed Jesse Martin was leaving.
Jesse Martin was leaving.
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. That's on Law and Order, right?
No. I don't know.
Law and Order lost one.
I don't watch any of those shows.
Warwick from normal CSI is leaving, which I think is huge because,
Bones
that huge cast.
Bones has added one.
Bones has added
because
one.
Because John Francis Daly, who was...
Actually, they're going to lose one at the end of the season.
Do you know who?
I do, but I don't want to spoil it for you unless you really want to know. It's Bug Guy. He gets blown up.
It can't be the Bug Guy because him and Angela together are awesome.
They're saying something happens to him in the finale.
Guys, I'm going to be very, very sad.
I heard it's not good, but they haven't say if he lives or dies.
The psychiatrist, that better reoccurring character in the fall.
They finally added him.
They were adding him to the cast, but it took till after the strike before they put him in the theme song, but he's officially a main character. Yeah. And it was fun. I'll talk about their reviews.
Okay.
Anyway.
Beyond that, this is weird news, but, I mean, it's sort of news for... Because apparently he had a show on ABC that was supposed to be coming out. Because I hate Raven from That's So Raven. I hate her. I loathe her. But apparently...
Yeah, my mom loves her.
Why?
My mom does too. What is up with that?
I don't know. She's so funny.
She's like, what do you have against Raven Simone? I'm like...
She's lame.
She's lame. She's a no-talent hack. And like... The Princess Diaries 2, even though I did not want to see that movie.
She was the worst part of that movie.
The movie actually had a redeeming quality, and then Raven showed up, and I was like, heard Julie Andrews was supposed to sing it. No, it's just a scene for Raven to sing, and then Julie Andrews has one line or
that's
two.
That's what made me mad, because it was Julie Andrews' first time singing
since after her operation.
Since her operation, and her voice was all messed up, and she shares it in a duet with Raven. Whereas
and
Anne Hathaway's
Raven.
Star, and Anne Hathaway's a grandsister, and Anne Hathaway's a granddaughter, so if she's going to share it with anybody, it should have been Anne Hathaway.
The only reason why I could stomach her on Kim Possible is because I can't see her face, and I imagine it's not her voice. And she's barely in every episode. But apparently, though, her co-star, Lando Brown, sort of the fat kid in the show. Well, if you ever see clips of it, he's the older, fat black guy. Apparently, Orlando Bloom had a meeting with his manager, said he was going to get a slushie from 7-Eleven, and he disappeared. No one knows where he's at.
Really?
He's missing.
Orlando Bloom?
No. Orlando Brown is his name.
I said Orlando.
And apparently, he had a show that was supposed to start on ABC. And he was supposed to do another show on Disney, which is supposed to be a spinoff of Raven. So he sort of had a career building up for him. No one knows where he is. Huh. So they're sort of worried about him. So I thought that was sort of weird. Beyond that, I hate this piece of news, but Jennifer Lopez is getting her own reality show.
No.
Focusing on how she struggles and juggles her life as a music star, actor, business owner of her new fragrance she is trying to launch, and, of course, being a mommy to twins Max and Emmy.
When you said I hate this
news.
Are
those the names of her boobs?
No, those surprising are the names. I see. I would sort of hope that too, but sadly it's the name of her baby.
When you said you were going to hate this news, I thought you were going to talk about Conan O'Brien's replacement.
No.
Jimmy Fallon.
May 10th or May 11th, by the way. Actually, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, it's a few days away from the official announcement, but all
Well, that's the rumor.
Lots of legitimate sources have reported that Jimmy Fallon...
Because Jimmy Fallon, for a long time, has a deal with NBC, but you've noticed he's not had any shows.
Right.
And apparently he's been balling that up, as in... Because apparently his deal is, you need to put one show of mine on the air, if not, you got to give me something else.
Right.
And apparently he parlayed that into, well, I want the Tonight Show, or the Late Night Show.
And they're giving it to him.
Which, you know what?
It's not official.
He's not good an actor. Sure. He's not good at sketches, but I think he thought he was good in Weekday Update.
Yeah,
so.
I did too.
Well, that's what Tina Fey said, is she thought he was funny, and they did do a good job on Weekday Update, but every other time he was in Saturday Night Live, he couldn't stop laughing at himself. And I'm just afraid whatever bits they're going to do, he's just going to crack himself up. He's not going to be able to hold it together.
That was the other thing, too, is that they would purposely do that to him because the audience loved it. Because A, Will Ferrell loved to crack him up, and B, yeah. Lauren knew that people would laugh at Jimmy Fallon if he was messing up and laughing.
It's just like Will Ferrell. I mean, Will Ferrell would get...
Every once in a while.
Every now and then. And
yeah, but he would gain... Get the fuck away from the... Kitty.
But Jimmy Fallon did it far more than any other cast member.
Come here.
I mean, other cast members lost it.
It's like
everybody remembers. Everybody remembers how David Spade couldn't hold it together for Chris Farley and the motivational speaker.
Yeah.
But...
None of them could, except for Phil Hartman.
Well, who can blame him? That was a hilarious sketch.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Fallon lost it way more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Even the infamous cowbell sketch. Everybody lost in the cowbell sketch.
Yeah, even
Will
Ferrell did.
Horatio lost it, yeah.
And also the little thing with the little phone. The one he lost it really bad was when Pierce Brosnan was on it.
That's true.
He also sort of lost it when Jack from Will and Grace was on.
Well, let's just be fair. Jimmy Fallon lost it a lot.
Oh, no, I'm not downing that at all.
Where he, I can't remember what the disease he has. He's on Weekend Update.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, I'm a little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. Monotone talking.
I have voice modulation disease.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Like, it's a serious issue.
Well, again, that's not a situation where you can blame him because it's so funny. Yeah. I would lose it, too.
But just to note, the thing about that that show with Jennifer Lopez, it's done by the Learning Channel.
Boo!
Yeah. We have a lot to learn about why not to watch the Learning Channel now. That's the thing, though. They've not officially said if it's going to be on TLC. They just said it's being produced by them. Hopefully, it's not. Seriously, I hear that fucking microphone picking this weird sound up because I can hear weird shit. I can hear like stuff like trees whistling. I can hear that. And so then I hear this bing, bing. Yeah, I hear that. Oh my God. And I hear that. In a land, in a world.
That's my wine glass.
Before time exploded.
Let's keep going because we're already 24 minutes in and we've got several news stories left.
Oh, that's it. It's all you, man.
Okay. Well, I had a news story that originally it was reported that CSI, for the first time ever, somebody beat American Idol in the ratings.
Yes.
CSI beat American Idol's Thursday night results show the week they did the Wednesday night charity show. Yeah. Because Thursday's not a normal time slot, and CSI barely beat it.
Idol crushed them again, didn't they?
But it was the first time it was a couple hundred thousand viewers. Like, it was real close. Mm-hmm. It was like 19.6 versus 19.9 or something. But it was the first time American Idol had ever been beat. However, when the 10-day ratings came out, which is figured differently, and Nick and I
hypothesized
that it could be TiVo or something,
yeah.
American Idol was listed above CSI. So I'm a little in the gray of whether CSI did beat American Idol. In one ranking system it did, and the other it didn't.
Yeah.
But the point is, for the first time ever, American Idol was even close to being beat. It's debatable whether it was beat or not.
And the other thing is, there's a few articles in Variety and Hollywood Reportal that the industry is looking at this as about fucking time.
Yeah.
Because...
Well,
there's
Idol
no...
needs to be taken down. It's been long enough as the juggernaut.
Yeah.
It's time for it to start losing. Yeah. And the problem is, it hasn't lost. Yes, that was one result show on
the
top.
Well, that's the thing. The 10-day, it's for the week. Who wins the week? For the night is just for the night. And that's that's what the difference is.
Right.
It counts up for collectively who for the week. And then they do try to count digital.
Yeah.
Because the night of...
For the week.
Yeah, it's like Lost ended up not doing great for its night. But then at the long run, ended up fourth or...
Lost is a highly TiVo'd show because if you miss an episode, you lose.
No, right. But it was like ended up being fourth or fifth.
Right.
Despite the night of Thursday, it actually was behind. Well, the highest it's ever been was 18 million viewers the night of. But this last week, it's been averaging every week around 12 to 14 million.
Which will keep... And another lost news is the two episodes, 2 hours they lost this year.
Yeah, they're adding.
They're
their
going
own.
To add it back in next season, so we're not going to lose because there were only three.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
This one's only in a, it was supposed to be 13, but now they've extended it to 14 hours. But they will make up mm-hmm. those other 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, also in the ratings, Desperate Housewives is back in the top five. Thank goodness. It's been. I'll talk about it.
I don't like the show, but I mean,
the review.
It's. I heard it's good. So
I wrote for the review because it came back. A lot of shows came back, so I have a lot of reviews this week. Ghost Whisperer in Columbus. This is a local pet peeve, but I need to rail about this rant.
Today's episode of Jimmy's Rant is about the Ghost Whisperer.
Well, it's not my last story. It's my next last story. My last story is kind of lengthy, but no, Ghost Whisperer aired in Columbus. It wasn't this past Friday. It was the Friday before, so a week and a half for you listeners. In Columbus that night, they only aired about the first 10 minutes. And then there was a tornado thing, so they took out the episode and it was a guy sitting in front of a weather map for the next 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the whole episode was gone. But because of Jennifer Love Hewitt's stupid contracts, they're not allowed to re-air it in Columbus mm-hmm. unless they re-air it nationally as a rerun. Because even though CBS got hundreds of complaints, the local CBS, then that can't be posted online, you can't download it, it's not available. So the point is, this episode, we may not get to see until the DVD comes out and we buy it. Because of stupid fucking contracts. That really
Sorry.
Fucking pisses me off. If you're going to interrupt it for the weather and show a weather guy for most of
rerun
the hour,
it again.
You need to rerun it. It's not fair. Now, the rest of the country got to see it, and we didn't. And I got really pissed. In fact, my gut reaction was I canceled my season pass to Ghost Whisperer. However, I did rethink that and start it back up again before the next
There was
episode.
A lot of turmoil in our studio / apartment. There was things thrown against the wall. Lives
not
broken.
But I was pissed.
Lives broken.
Well, your dad and I, because...
Yeah, my dad is an avid ghost watcher, DJ Og Dog.
Was a very upset
dude
well.
Loves him
and
some
we,
Ghost Whisperer.
We ran it together. Okay.
I don't know if it's because it's the boobies or if it's a good story for him. I don't know.
To be honest, I watched the beginning and end of the first season. I missed the middle because it wasn't that interesting.
That's what my argument is. Like, if you've done that, it really isn't going to matter now.
Well, that was in the first season because the first season was okay. But then the end of the first season got really good, and this is into the third season now. And I haven't missed an episode since the middle of the first season. And it really, really pisses me off. I'm so beyond fucking pissed.
Is if a show, say if it's a live like sporting event or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it runs over.
Your teammates don't
everything.
Yes.
Until
it goes in blocks.
News.
It's still in blocks.
Yeah.
You know, and your TiVo.
You're talking about
TVO.
Simpsons, aren't you?
No,
Simpsons and Family
I'm
Guy.
Talking about Dexter.
Oh,
really? Okay.
It happened like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, my own stupid ass forgot.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the show that caused everything to mess up. I was watching The Masters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're like, I was watching the program that caused the problem.
Well,
I didn't even think
well,
of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the DVR is there for, to record when I forget.
That yeah, exactly.
Well, usually I do check for storing events on Sundays and catch those.
I don't know,
and
the
adjust,
show or the
yeah.
channel or whatever.
Well, I was
going to
say, Simpsons does that a lot because of NASCAR.
Right.
Fucking NASCAR, every once in a while, they'll throw
it
fucking off.
The time,
you do catch it.
Because watch out for
they
that.
They need to figure out a way to just move the guide so
right.
it all, you know.
Well, the problem is our DVRs and TiVos only check for programming information about once a day.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not caught up. But, like, Brothers and Sisters on ABC, the season pass is set to record well over, just in case the Housewives and Brothers and Sisters get pushed back up. I do watch for Simpsons on Fox. I usually catch it if it happens. But not always. I've missed it once or twice. But Simpsons is also online, so we can make it up.
Yeah.
The last piece of news I have is we talked about NBC's pilots for next fall last week, but the rest of the networks came out with theirs. ABC's leading the pack with 20 new shows.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's also renewed 14 new programs. When said several of those would have been canceled in a non-strike year. But ABC, given a high number of low-performing freshman series a second shot, saving a lot of their new shows for mid-season, which works out better with what's happening. There are 9 drama and 10 comedy pilots for ABC. ABC's ordered the untitled series created by Zach Penn, who wrote the last X-Men 3, about people with extraordinary neurological abilities. So I guess it's going to be like X-Men 3. The network also already shot the pilot of Life on Mars, which is David Kelly adaptation of a BBC series about a modern detective, Jason O'Mara, who's transported in the 70s. They said another groundbreaking might be from novelist Tom Wheeler, Captain Cook's extraordinary Atlas, which they're describing as Harry Potter meets Pan's Labyrinth meets Indiana Jones. It's a 12-year-old girl who finds an atlas that reveals a secret world beneath the earth. And a bunch of networks fought over it, but ABC won. So
I bet that'll be one of the first things canceled.
Probably. ABC is going to do animated comedy with The Good Family for a family whose efforts to be politically, socially, and environmentally correct don't go as planned, so it sounds like Family Guy, less edgy. And Cedric the Entertainer is going to star in a new comedy about a family who becomes wealthy overnight and moves to Beverly Hills, so it's the Beverly Hills Billy's
with redone. Black people.
Yeah.
Well, it's just redone. Yeah, probably. Fox has...
Oh, yeah, if it doesn't... What
Fox has less pilots, but Dollhouse, which we've talked about many times,
yep,
has been picked up. Seven other dramas, including The Oaks, which stars Sean Ryan of The Shield, Queen Bee, Ryan Murphy of Nip Tuck, Courtroom K, Paul Attanasio of House. Who's Paul Attanasio? Do you know him?
No.
Oh, well, he's one of the House actors. Virtuality, which is created by Ron D. Moore of Battlestar Galactica, so he's already got it. Lie to Me, which is by Brian Grazer of 24, and American Gangster. And Nightlife, Nightlife is by Zach Braff and Adam Braff.
I've heard about that.
And Fringe, which is the new J.J. Abrams project.
I don't think so, though, because the main cast is Lisa Cuddy, which
maybe
is
that's
something.
A producer, because as I started to read through the list, I realized that some of the other ones were producers.
Open it up again, John, because John's looking at the DVD for those who obviously can't see.
House is my summer project.
Okay, House is on the far right. Mm-hmm. British guy is Jesse Spencer.
Right here?
Yeah, that's Jesse Spencer. The girl is who plays Lisa Cuddy. Right?
Omar Epps.
That's Omar Epps. Robert Sean Leonard. And Tracy.
Well, this must be a producer,
the girl.
Then,
so, yeah.
Or a writer or something.
I don't know. That's weird. Well, the only producer I know that's on the show is David Shore. He's the creator of the show, too.
I do agree, though, that Fox does have the best lineup of any of these. It also says it has seven fewer hours of primetime to fill, which I don't understand, but whatever.
Is there any word about Eli Stone in there?
Hang on. We already passed ABC, so no.
Okay.
But that's probably the freshman series. Been picked up. Of course, American Idol in 24 will be back. And of Fox's seven comedy pilots, three are animated, including a Bernie Mac star. He'll star in a new comedy and by the creator of the George Lopez Show. And the Family Guy spinoff, Cleveland.
Bernie Mac is in a new show?
Bernie Mac is starring in a
I
show
love me the Bernie Mac show. I bought that
as animated.
It's animated. I bought it on an impulse. Just to see what it's like back then when
that.
I did that.
I
never laughed so hard in my life. There's just little observations.
Yeah.
It's just family general.
Nick showed me like 2 hours and I died. Like,
oh my God.
Great. But the Family Guy spinoff, I think, is going to suck, Cleveland. But it's slated. Moving on to CBS, we'll go quicker through these last couple because we're already 34 minutes in. Jerry Bruckheimer's new show, 11th Hour, starring Rufus Sewell, will be out. And Bruno Heller's The Mentalist, starring Simon Baker, coming. Also produced a full episode of Nylon, which is a British import about a love affair spanning 3,000 miles between London and New York. The Mythical X, which is based on an Israeli show about a woman,
Israeli.
Played by Rachel Wasson in America, who tracks down ex-boyfriends after a psychic tells her she's already met her future husband, which is going to be crap, but I'll probably love it.
How I Met Your Mother, Putin.
There's also
Without Britney.
The Meant to Bees by Glenn Gordon Caron, who did Medium and Moonlighting, and John Turtle Taub's horror adventure, Harper's Island. We've also ordered six comedy pilots, including Single White Millionaire, starring Fred Savage. This might be good. Fred Savage got another chance. And Mike Birbiglia's video, Secret Public Journal, is going to be a series.
Yeah.
A series. I love Mike Birbiglia's Secret Public Journal.
Can I just say...
I know, but to see it officially in black and white.
Yep.
Can I just say, underrated show, Fred Savage is Working, came out like years
ago.
That show
I
kicked
loved
ass.
That show. It did.
Yeah.
Anyway, last network, CW, it's turning three. Is it really 3 years old? I thought it was like one or two.
Yes. What does WB mean? Weird butt network?
CW's only ordered three new pilots. But they do have the biggest pilot of the season, the 90210 spinoff. Hey.
Yeah.
It's directed by Rob Thomas and creator. I know the guy who did Veronica Mars.
I've never seen 90210, but I'm going to watch it. And to be honest, it's probably the surefire hit.
Yeah,
Dustin Milligan
sad.
Of Runaway will play one of the central characters. How to Teach Filthy Rich Girls, created by the creator of Everwood, is based on Zoe Dean's book about a Yale grad who takes a job mentoring two insufferable rich girls and how to get a top college. And they're giving a medical genre a shot with Austin Golden Hour, a drama told in real time, similar to 24, centering on young emergency medical technicians and surgeons at a trauma center. I'm assuming it won't be like the whole season won't be a day. It'll just be in real time each different day.
No, it's not. It's probably a complete ripoff of 24.
The Austin CW. Golden Hour? That's a terrible point.
The whole season.
Austin Golden Hour is
one surgery.
Is this person going to die?
It's like, the heart transplant, where is it? And it's just like, the whole episode's like, oh, look, there's a coyote driving down the road.
Those are only dramas. CW said they will order more than 3 pilots, but they're waiting until summer.
The surgery's like an hour long. So one episode is going to be really,
some surgeries are like 8 hours long.
And then the rest of the season is just...
The rest of the season is their entire
Will you bring me some Jell-O? And next episode, they do bring them Jell-O.
It's their entire shift, and they just walk around doing scrub-like things.
This is supposed to be strawberry Jell-O.
It'll take 3 seasons to get through the first 36-hour shift that the new interns have to do.
I know. Now it'll make me just want to poke my eyes out.
Plus, the title, Austin Golden Hour, is probably the worst title I've ever heard.
Yeah,
but I gotta say, that's a bad fucking title.
But CW said they'd order some comedies in the summer. That's all the news I have, but I have tons of reviews, so...
Yeah, so let's, we'll be right back after this.
Woohoo!
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody, if it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance, make it come out right. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. It's gonna be a heartache. A heartache tonight, I know. Lord, I know. Some people like to stay out late. Some folks can't hold out that long. Nobody wants to go home now. There's too much going on. This night is gonna last forever. Last all summer long. Sometime before the sun comes up, the radio's gonna play that song. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Lord, I know. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, the moon shining bright, the sun's at the light, we'll get it right. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.
Oh man.
Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody, if it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance, make it come out right. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. It's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know. Lord, I know. It's gonna be a heartache tonight. The moon's shining bright. So turn out the lights. We'll get it right. There's gonna be a heartache tonight. A heartache tonight, I know.
Hi, folks. This is JT from the GigCast, and I'm the host of a new daily podcast to raise money for a very worthy cause. It's called JT Ukes at 40, and on it I talk with my kids, play some music, and basically talk about my first 40 years and what I've learned. And it's all to help raise money to buy me a ukulele. What? No, I did. No, I told you it was a selfish podcast. No, I did. Anyway, folks, if you could just go to nightgig.com/JT, listen to the podcast, tell your friends, and, oh, send me money, and we could all have a happy, happy day. Remember, that's nightgig.com/JT. Hope to see you there.
All right, and we're back.
Have you just heard that comment? Because you didn't cut. It was taken completely out of context. Never mind.
That's okay. It's great to, for our listeners to see what's going on behind the show when we don't actually talk about the entire what we're going to do next week on the air. So,
yeah, which we often do.
Which is what we often do.
You know what, though? We should give our listeners previews. It gives them reason to tune in.
Next time on Good Good Bad and Geeky, hey, Morgan. I'm sorry.
House is lost on an island where everything's fucked up.
And everyone has lupus. And everyone has lupus.
And they sing in a competition voted by Americans.
The one joke. I was reading Scott Kurtz's PvP, and they did one strip. It was a parody of House.
Uh-huh.
Some guy got his third nipple blown off by a paintball. And they took it in. It's a parody of House. And he goes, so what do you think it is? Is he okay? He's not waking up from after they couldn't save the nipple. He's like, I don't know what it is, but he might have lupus. And, like, I showed, like, somebody else at work, and like, I don't get it. I'm like, do you watch House at all? He's like, no. I was like, that's a House joke. Because every episode, it's like, so what is it? Come on. I'm not paying you for nothing. What do you think it is? Well, it could be lupus every episode. That's their response. It could be lupus. So I'm sitting there like laughing at work, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you laughing at? So anyway.
Well,
sorry.
Little Bush this week said that they opened the episode. They always open with some clever line by George W.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened this week with, this is our parody of Lost. And they made several Lost references throughout, but it wasn't until the end of the episode where they got heavily into it. They're like, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and you don't understand what the fuck's going on, because we don't know, and the White House crashed on the island 10 years in the future in 2008, and it was all fucked up. It was hilarious.
Oh.
Speaking of Comedy Central cartoons, though, South Park did their season, not season finale, because their seasons are for the calendar year. Nick Stabaloon is this. It probably has cocaine in it.
It's not a balloon.
It's an eraser.
It's an eraser.
Well, South Park's done till October again. Ooh. And the last episode was funny, but disappointing. They were like in a historical village, and everybody had the same character, even though they got held up by gunmen. I don't know if you saw it. It was okay. Sticking with the Comedy Central theme real quick, Night of Too Many Stars. It's been a year and a half. It was really funny. Did you watch? You watched it.
I watched it with you. I didn't think it was nothing to write home about at all.
Well, it was largely improv, you could tell.
Yeah.
It was rushed.
People, I know you're famous. Fucking rehearse, okay?
Oh, I thought
seriously.
I thought it was fun. I love Chris Dodd with the blue paint on his ear.
No.
The Blue Man Group with Kevin James.
No. Okay, I'm not knocking that it's not funny, yeah. But like, okay, maybe I guess Rosie O'Donnell messed it all up for me, because it was like, it's like, hi, I'm Rosie O'Donnell. You might have heard I'm gay.
That was annoying.
And I was like, okay, that's actually sort of funny.
Kelsey Grammer.
Just because I like Frasier does not make me think that that man walks on gold.
But he was funny.
He was, especially when he couldn't get his fucking line right twice in the opening song. The only time he fucking appeared.
But Senator Kristoff.
And Megan Mullaney, I love, she's a beautiful voice, but there's a few times where she messed. Actually, her and him both messed up at one verse at the same time. I'm thinking they're fucking, that's what I think.
Maybe, that would be hot. I would watch that sex video. Also, Drew Hastings, who's one of my favorite comedians, is a bomb top all the time. He's from L.A., still wears the designer clothes, but he lives in a farm in Central Ohio. Did you see his Comedy Central special?
I saw part of it.
I watched it this morning.
Was it good?
I liked it.
Parts of it that were pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch John Oliver's special from last week. That's on my roster for next week. But, It was good. Irk Dimift was fun.
Playing with my eraser again.
Talk while I finish my text message. Talk about something you watched.
Okay, well, one of the things I watched this week was The Big Bang Theory, which was hilarious.
It was.
Yeah. It brought back Sarah Gilbert, who
Just say, totally objectively, because I watch a lot of TV, that's one of the best sitcoms out there.
Yes. Because they had,
if you
don't
watch it, tune in.
Sheldon was so, like, trying to take charge of the entire group that he formed his own group to show that he could outdo everybody with one guy. His group was called AA for Army Ants. And then the other group wanted to call themselves PMS for pre-motion something.
It was something technical, but it was
But
perpetual motion something.
PMS, there you go. Perpetual motion something. Anyway, when they wore their shirts out there, they had PMS on the front of their shirts, and then he had AA on his. And at one point, even like the one kid's like, AA, don't you think that's going to come off as something different? And he says like atomical abstractions. And of course not. I just thought that was, I just dying laughing.
Let's stick in our little local bit real quick. Billy Joel was here in Columbus, and John and I both attended the show.
That's right.
Thank you, John, for telling us to sign up. Because
John gave us tickets. The lowdown, yo.
And our seats ended up being better than John's.
I don't know. Mine were good. I didn't complain.
I don't know, because I wasn't at the seats. But ours were awesome. We were like 20 rows back.
Hey, you don't contrast and compare. King?
I know. Yeah. I texted John, what section are you in, so I could say hi to him, but he didn't text me back.
That's because I don't like you.
I know. No, it was an awesome concert. He did most of his big hits, and anybody ever gets a chance to see Billy Joel, you'll see him. But then he did Highway to Hell and Hang on Sleepy as well.
You signed on again magically, and you're right there!
Oh my god.
Yes!
Girlfriend.
I know, but I just think that's so funny. Like, I'll be sitting there talking to someone, and then I'll if I'm here and I see them sign on, I'm like, you're magic.
I haven't even been signed on AIM for, like, a week.
I know.
Huh. I don't know.
Oh, I did skip a news story. I'm sorry. Real quick, I promise. Viacom, MGM, and Lionsgate are teaming up for a new pay cable channel that will compete with HBO, Showtime, and Stars. You have to subscribe to it if you want to watch Paramount's upcoming movies.
So they're not going to put it on frickin'...
It's different from CBS's Showtime. Paramount split with CBS.
So
Paramount movies are only going to be on this premium channel.
That's what I was going to ask. So that's bull fucking shit.
So you're going to get a fourth major pay channel.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I know. The article on Ain't It Cool hopes that they're only going to charge like $2 a month, but I doubt that. It's the next generation of premium television. It's going to be video on demand a lot, combining new and classic feature film output and input of the five leading studios, especially Paramount. It will launch in the fall of 2009.
To quote Kevin Smith, but of course greatly paraphrased too, fuck the future of digital programming. God damn it.
They did say the programming slate will have exclusive access to films such as Iron Man, Star Trek, The Pink Panther 2, Cloverfield, G.I. Joe, Valkyrie. Several of these aren't out yet.
Valkyrie.
And they're going to have new installments of RoboCop and Outer Limits they're bringing back for the new.
Knapsack on my back. RoboCop was awesome.
Well, it'll be new on the new network. It will also have movies like Braveheart, Forrest Gump, Mission Impossible, Godfather, all the Star Trek movies, James Bond, Pink Panther, Rocky, Dirty Dancing. All these are already locked in with the new show. So, I'm kind of disappointed. Well, I don't have any of the premium channels. We don't. Do you, John?
Yeah.
But still,
I miss my HBO.
I watch Showtime.
Showtime was okay, but movie-wise, they didn't really have a lot, and I didn't feel justified for paying it for just the shows.
Right.
I
wanted it for Weeds, but I'll just wait.
And I like the shows, but the thing with HBO, they had Sex in the City. Okay, I even watch occasionally Sex in the City, but Sopranos, John in Cincinnati, Deadwood.
I love Sex in the City.
6 Feet Under. Shows I would occasionally, I don't mind watching. And then they have whatever new movie.
Did you ever watch Oz?
No.
I don't like prison stuff. Like, I don't know if it's because my dad worked there. It just freaks me out. But, I mean, it looked good.
It was really good.
Sticking with the half-hour comedy format, Till Death came back. Looks like the Weather Girl's gone from All Your Fields or whatever from Studio 60.
Oh, Back to You?
And, but I'm sorry, I said Till Death, which I was going to talk about in a second. But, yeah, Back to You. She's gone.
And they recast the girl.
There's a new little kid, and she's younger and sweeter and more precocious, and I hate her.
The thing is, I thought the other girl was nice because she had personality to her, and like she could actually seem like foil to both parents.
I know no one liked the kid storyline. Well, I can see how she got on your nerves because she got on mine, but she's still miles above this new.
She looked like she could act and interact with the actors.
Right. Till Death, on the other hand, has switched formats sort of in that two of the main stars, the guy from American Pie and his wife, have taken very backseat minor roles the last few episodes.
Yeah.
While they brought in this new black comedian, and I can't remember his name, but he's big because he's been on Everybody Hates Chris the last few weeks too, and he's starting to gain popularity. But he's like the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett
signed up for the Little Brother, Big Brother program, and there was a glitch in the system, and he actually only got signed like a 40-year-old who'd been waiting like 30 years for his big brother. Yeah. Which is kind of a stupid concept in itself, but the last three episodes have starred Brad Garrett, Joely Fisher, and the black guy. And the other couple have taken a very minor role, well, if they were in it at all.
The thing is, I would hope I said it before, because I always thought this after watching the pilot episode. I thought, and I like the guy, Finch from American Pie, he's a good actor. It's just that it felt odd. I know that what they were trying to
feel
kind of trashing.
It does, but I think it's feeling better the more I watch it.
That's because they're writing them out of the show.
Well,
more and more. That's why, because you don't care about them, that you care about the family.
Well, it's all about Brad Garrett and Joely Fisher.
Right.
And for a while you thought they hated each other, and then you realized they
didn't. Well, it's like Ray and Deborah. You think like they can't stand each other, too. But
that's
like,
why I didn't like Deborah. I'm sorry. I didn't like Deborah.
I think that's the only role she's ever good at and ever will be at.
Yeah,
is Deborah.
Back to you. It should have been a different
And movie. I like Kelsey Grammer. It's nice to see him play. Well, no, he sort of plays the same asshole, but he's actually sleazier.
Yeah.
Because Frasier actually had a heart, I will dare say.
Yeah, he doesn't have a heart. You can tell by the way he screws over Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
And vice versa. She screws him over, too.
Yeah, in the butt. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Beyond that...
what else did you watch? Oh, we haven't talked about the season finale of Eli Stone.
No.
Which was awesome.
Eli Stone, they wrote it and shot it like it might be the last... episode.
But I don't think it will. I think it'll be back.
I hope it will.
I do too.
Maybe this way. Amazing. My dad called me later that night, and he goes, "So, did you cry like a little bitch?" And I said, "Fuck you. Yes, I did." And he goes, there's a long pause, and he didn't say anything. I was like, "That's right. Fuck you too. You were crying too, weren't you?" And he's like, "There were tissues here." And I was like, "Okay, that's right."
Yeah.
And Matt Roush from TV Guide also says, you know, if you didn't get a little, like, emotional, not cry, but if you didn't get, like, I almost think I should cry, then it's wow, because the show was great. And I
decide if that was the best new show this year. It might be. It's definitely the top two.
For me, it is. Big Bang Theory was number one, but it has a bit of heart missing.
I like Big Bang Theory, but I think Eli beats it.
Yeah, Eli beats it. I love me some Eli.
My other contenders were, like, maybe Pushing Daisies, but I think Eli beats that, too.
Hey, I didn't see the full movie, so I can't review it, but... The Pie Maker was in the movie The Good Shepherd with Matt Damon.
Huh.
He plays a badass motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. A badass motherfucker.
That's well, I do have a movie to review, but first we've got a few more TV shows.
Oh, did you see Forgetting Sarah Marshall 2?
I did, but we're going to hang on until we're done with TV.
It's a great movie. Really?
You saw it as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's just review it then. Fuck it.
It's like, fuck.
Morgan and I saw last night. Morgan had not seen any of the previous Judd Apatow-produced films.
Oh, God.
So this was her first experience.
Ironic.
To be honest, it was missing.
That's her cell phone.
Yeah, that was her cell phone. I thought it was a little more heart. It was missing some of the dirty juvenile humor, but it was still very much enjoyable, and she liked it. And she doesn't like stupid comedies, so you know it's got to be pretty good.
What do you think about the Muppet stuff?
The Muppet stuff.
Yeah, the play he was running, Dracula.
That was ridiculous. I leaned over to her and said, "I drug her to Avenue Q a few weeks ago." And she doesn't really like musicals, but she enjoyed Avenue Q. And
that was so funny.
I'm like, I will not subject you. If Dracula were real, I would not subject you to this. And she's like, thank you. It was hilarious, but if it had been longer than 3 minutes, it would have sucked.
That was done by Jim Henson, by the way. It was done by Jim Henson's company. Like he,
was it?
Yeah, because Jason Segel won.
Let's see it right away. There was a little bit of too much of Jason Segel's penis for my taste.
I thought so, too.
In the beginning of the movie... He dropped his towel, and she was breaking up with him, Kristen Bell, and they kept showing his penis. Not just one shot, but over and over again, they showed his penis.
Yeah, that was the only part that sort of turned off the movie for me. Beyond that, see, that's the thing.
That happened so early on, and I leaned over and apologized, but she thought it was good. But
of course she did.
Because it wasn't her choice of movie, so I felt a little bad. But yeah, no, there was a little too much Jason Segel penis, which the review that I read said, because he wrote the script, Jason Segel.
No, yeah, he wrote it.
That he probably just wanted to show off his penis. Or his body, which... Yeah, probably, but
especially considering if you look at him now, he sort of
Mila Kunis was good. Jonah Hill was good.
I was surprised about Mila Kunis because I don't think that girl can act in a bucket, and she actually made me go, "Oh, you're sort of cute."
Well, the review I also read was also comparing all of how his supporting characters get translated into lead characters, and they think Paul Rudd has to star in the next one, and I totally agree. Next one's got to be Paul Rudd.
I do too.
Well, Paul Rudd's needed a leading role for a while,
and I also like the fact that he didn't really. Of course, they sort of demonized the boyfriend, but they made everybody sort of... the movie had too much heart,
I loved
almost.
The boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you made him a nice guy.
Helped, Kristen Bell cheat on Jason Segel, but you still loved him. And the review said he was the scene stealer, and I agree. He was fantastic. And even Jason Segel's character couldn't hate him, and they ended up being buddies.
Yeah.
Because, but the dinner where they got drunk, that was so uncomfortable. And I really kept expecting the rock star to drink alcohol and go crazy, and he didn't. But, and then the competing sex noises, that was uncomfortable. They're drunk, and they go back to their rooms, and they end up in the, like, adjoining rooms. And Mila Kunis and Jason Segel are having sex, and Kristen Bell hears them, so she insists on waking up the rock star, getting on top of him, and moaning way too loud. And he knows what she's doing, and he even calls her on. He's like, what are you doing? Are you done with the show? Blah, blah, blah. Because she gets jealous and tries to win Jason Segel
back. And Kristen Bell is hot anyway.
Thank God that they didn't let Jason Segel take Kristen Bell back. I love that she was given a blowjob, and he couldn't even get hard. Because they were trying to make up. And then Mila Kunis forgave him for the half blowjob anyway. But it took some time. It wasn't like an instant forgivable like you would expect. It was like months later.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised. Good. It was a good movie.
I enjoyed it. I still think Superbad's the best of the Judd Apatow films. That's
I'm gonna have to go. Well, in terms of funny,
most of you will probably
Superbad's
say 40
funny,
Year Old Virgin,
but I'm gonna have to say 40 Year Old Virgin because it has a nice blend of heart
because
Superbad
like
show pulls out its heart like a guy at a porn star pulls out his dick. It's like right before when a cute girl walks out, he goes, "Hey, baby, suck it."
And
that's totally in turn of the movie too. And I don't mean that for anyone out there. I know, but seriously, it's like it's filthy humor. Last like few minutes of the movie, a little bit of heart, and it's like 40-Year-Old Virgin had all heart with a lot of dirty jokes everywhere.
Yeah,
and I like that more. I still like Superbad better because I think I could relate more to it.
I'll see. I can relate more to the Steve Carell character because that's exactly how I would like when I would call a girl.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't like talking on the phone in general. So anytime I have to call someone, I'd sort of do that where I write myself little things out. Or if someone's too nice on the phone,
40-Year-Old Virgin, where'd it go? Oh,
well. If someone's too nice on the phone, like my other friend Nathan Trimmer. Me and him are very polite on the phone, and that's like John the other day when I called you. I felt like a dick for hanging up on you, but I don't know.
You are a dick.
The point of the call was over. That's why I don't like talking on the phone. I prefer text messages. I swear to God, it's just like, hey John, what's up? Nothing much. We talk a little bit. It's like, okay, man. Well, I'll talk to you. Okay. I'm like, okay. I just hang up because if not, my other call with Nathan would go, okay, well, you have a good day too. Okay, well, thanks, you too. And that just goes on forever. And then we think of something else to say, and it keeps going on.
You're not as bad as you might think because before you were doing with me, we had like several 45 minute hour conversations.
No, okay. No, that is called Jimmy's driving home. Jimmy wants someone to talk to.
And then when I get home, I'm like, okay, have a good night.
Yeah, Jimmy just hangs up, and the rest of the time you're gone. And you're being nice, trying to go, Jimmy, shut up.
Yeah.
In the call, Jimmy.
Sometimes you weren't, but sometimes.
Well, no,
sometimes we're having a conversation.
I'm sure it was mostly just Jimmy talking.
Some of it, part of it was, like, we would get talking, and then Jimmy would talk about a lot. And then finally, right before he gets home, we get into something really conversational, like where we're both talking. Or sometimes it'll be the other way around. I'm talking, Jimmy doesn't talk, and then we both get into something, and Jimmy's like, okay, I'm home, goodbye, and he hangs up.
I only did that a couple times, because once I got
not
called
hung
on
up,
it, I
but
realized,
he ends the call.
Well, once I got called on it by him and Nathan, and they both called me on it, I stopped doing that a lot. I started talking to you past that. Because I didn't realize I was doing it so much until they called me on it. And then I'm like,
it's so funny. Like, me and Nathan Amber sitting there talking. Nathan's like, yeah, you fucking do that all the time. He's like, he just wants a call so he doesn't have to, he can just talk to somebody on the way home.
I don't like driving.
And then when he gets home, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore. I'm like, and he's like, and the whole time I didn't want to talk to him anyway. So it's like, what the hell?
But when I got called on it,
Nathan,
I stopped doing
that.
I'm not a get off the phone anymore when I get home. I was, but I'm not. I put that part of me behind.
That's right. Thanks to
Nick
cell phone
you can
anonymous.
That I come in still talking.
I'm his part. I'm his support partner on that. Anytime he hangs
sponsor.
Up. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's better wording. I couldn't think of the word. I was like,
okay,
that totally sounds gay.
We're almost an hour, and I still have 5 reviews.
Oh, who cares? We're an hour. It's a fucking show.
Well, remember last week? The last episode was like 15 minutes long. So.
It's true. Kind of
you know what?
Yeah, and I saw Speedy Gonzalez comment in the title.
I thought, you know what? I showed that to somebody at work, and they thought that was a good DJ nickname.
Yeah.
What?
Speedy Jimmy D. Actually, Speedy D. Gonzalez.
Speedy
Take
D.
out Jim. Just call him D for. Don't say it all the time. Just say Speedy D. Gonzalez.
I'm not a fan.
Doesn't mean you have to be a fan of it if people like
it. You guys had as much with the episode as me because you did the middle part when I wasn't there.
Yes, like pre-recorded. I mean, via satellite.
But But you had as much time as I did. I just rushed through the news and reviews.
What was the point of going through everything that you already talked about when
well,
you pushed forward?
That was why we kept trying to... And I took that because I was tired.
And you know what? Did I say anything really... Did I say anything overly mean about that?
I didn't post it, but I felt like...
The only thing I think that was probably a little mean was the picture.
I didn't see the picture yet. Now I'm going to see the picture. I haven't listened to our podcast since Christmas because my laptop stopped working on sound, but I'm going to catch up here very soon in the next month.
He will.
Oh, I will. If I say
this
I will.
On top of your, Star Trek
and his Smodcast.
I actually have some Star Trek to
and his
about
other
here.
Stuff.
Well, actually, the whole thing with the Star Trek. The reason I'm not back into the series yet is Amanda Bailey and I were watching Gilmore Girls. Amanda's my Buffy friend, and we watched Buffy and Angel all the way through. Mm-hmm. We've got two seasons left of Gilmore Girls. We decided that after we finish Gilmore Girls, it'll be the summer, we're going to tackle Star Trek from the beginning. So I have to rewatch the first season. But now I've got somebody with me who's going to tackle Star Trek.
I was sort of with you for like...
You watched a lot of it.
A few episodes
you
here on every disc. Uh-huh. Give me some mad credit on that.
No, I'm not upset about that picture. That's funny.
Oh, now see, I thought a little bad because, like, you know what? I didn't ask for permission on it. I took it and I said I wasn't going to post that anyway. But I was sitting there, I was like, I need a picture.
That's not my best picture that we did at that
point. No,
it's not.
But I wanted to do something.
But it's funny. I'll go with that.
I was like, well, I mean, we call it Speedy Jimmy Day Gonzalez, so I'll just put Jimmy on there. And I was like,
I probably was a bit inebriated. I don't remember, but I might have been.
You were a little, well, I think you were also pissed off that the Mac messed up.
That we lost half the episode.
Because we recorded the episode beforehand.
I wasn't pissed at you, but I was pissed that we had to re-record the first half of the episode.
Well, that's why we're recording everything in GarageBand now, not this other shit.
I appreciate
it. I mean, it's good for recording.
I hate re-recording. I was already tired anyway.
We all were. We all were.
I know.
I mean, I'm
not going to
knock
that. That's why we did the news section so quick. Yeah. So this will be an extra long episode for you fans who were upset by the short episode last week.
Really, John and Nick? I'm kidding.
Other reviews that I have.
I
you want to talk some more before
week.
I get into my other reviews?
I think you only said like one thing and then like the email section. Beyond that, because that was actually the only time.
I was the driving force of the fast push. Anyway.
Driving force. I say runaway OJ car.
Well, let me review a couple more shows and I'll toss it back to you before I finish. So we're more balanced. Bones came back with Sweets as the cast member, and they've gone out of their way to add him because he's not in the lab with the rest of them. I mean, even Ruth finds his way into the lab to solve the cases, but this is a psychiatrist. And it cracks me up because...
Psychiatrist.
Shut up. It cracks me up because he was having trouble with his girlfriend, who is a character that's on Greek, the actress that's on Greek, which I love. And so they go to this podcast, and Ruth and Bones end up counseling him, which I thought was fantastic. And I like John Francis.
That is funny when someone else can... I mean, they do that on Frasier every once in a while.
They turned it back on the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Desperate Housewives. Carlos is officially blind, but Gabby stayed with him anyway. Tom broke the law and destroyed another restaurant. And the big thing, Kyle McLaughlin's breakdown. They're going to finally find out 2 years later that he hit Mike with the car. It was great. It finally... I mean, I thought it's been going up all season because last season kind of sucked. But adding Dana Delaney was brilliant. Bringing Nathan Fillion as a recurring was brilliant, and it's just been solid this year.
Oh yeah, I've heard good things about it. I don't watch the show.
They said they were probably only going to do like three more seasons, but I love the show. Brothers and Sisters, which follows Housewives, started with Rob Lowe losing the
presidential
party's nomination because he was still running for the nomination. He wasn't a nominee yet for the presidential election, and then all of a sudden they did a 3 month leap, which was weird, but it was the first episode back, so whatever. Sally Field almost moved to Washington, but I think they're going to keep Danny Glover around, even though she decided to move with him. Ken Olin's sticking around, and Steven Weber's sticking around, his new love interest for different characters. So, like, a show that's already probably, I don't know for sure because the ratings are really good, but I'm assuming it's already strapped budget-wise because of the awesome cast they've assembled of big-name actors, has several more big-name actors that just keep paying to stick around. But I did love it. I thought it was awesome. And now Rob Lowe's being offered the vice presidential spot on his party's nomination. So they may still end up in D.C., and that'll keep Danny Glover in the show. And I enjoy it. The show I want to talk the most about tonight, and I know Nick doesn't like the show, but he's humored me while I talk to him about Smallville.
Okay. I'm just going to tune out of this part.
Oh.
Well, no, I mean, I have nothing to contribute except for A, I hate it. B, I hate Superman.
You do contribute because you know the Superman comic lore, which I don't know.
Sort of.
So you set me on straight. Lex
except for
Luthor,
that's a weird Ladybird character.
Lex Luthor killed Lionel Luthor. The last adult cast member left in the
Danny, not Danny Glover, John Glover, who John is one Glover. Of my favorite actors from Gremlins 2. He played Mr. Clamp.
And I'm a little weirded out.
Guys.
You know who I like?
Who?
From Sesame Street? Grover.
You know who is better than Grover?
We're talking about Glover.
Oh.
I'm talking about Grover.
Oh, yeah? And Super Grover! No! I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Would you like a piece of pie?
It's on the theme song. It makes you wonder if they'll bring Lionel back. But Lex murdered his father.
I almost choked on juice.
Lex Luthor did his first completely evil act and murdered his father. And it wasn't the end of an episode. It was the opening scene of the episode before the theme song. Which was cool. And it really established that his father was good.
Thank you for saying that. I totally remembered a review. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Lionel thought of Clark as a son. Clark felt like he lost another father. Lex got jealous. Chloe got fired from the Daily Planet by Lex Luthor, who bought the Daily Planet a few episodes ago. Lana's still insane. Supergirl's been kidnapped with Brainiac, which is Spike from
Buffy. Sorry, Laura, whatever your name is, you're fired. I'm sorry.
Anyway, no, that's funny.
I can't do any impression.
Jimmy Olsen, Chloe, Clark, and Lois all know that Lex killed Lionel, but they can't prove it. Now they're going to go a completely different direction in the series, in that they discovered that when Brainiac kidnapped Supergirl like 3 episodes ago, but they haven't found her, they went back in time to where Krypton was still alive, and they're on Krypton, and they're going to try to kill the baby Clark Kent. But Clark Kent can't fly to go stop them. So I'm really confused about where they're going with this. I know next week's going to be Jor-El's going to show Clark what the Earth would be like if he never came to it. But it's going to be weird.
Merry Christmas, Moomin House!
Exactly. But Lex has gone completely off the deep end evil.
Luthor will be good, I bet.
We talked about Veritas before and how everybody got murdered.
Yeah.
I guess next week somebody, or in 2 weeks, somebody from Veritas is not dead. I'm hoping it's Jane Seymour, who starred in, like, season 4. I'm hoping it's not her. They faked their death. They're still alive. They're coming back to challenge Lex. I think it's going to be awesome.
It is. It's going to rock.
Smallville's amazing, and they're getting ready for an 8th season without Lex Luthor. So.
Can I ask show to preview? Okay. I taped Saturday morning The Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, please review
that. And I met the guy, Cheeks, who does the artwork at 2007's
Met. Oh, I love Cheeks. He's my best friend.
Yeah. Anyway, Sean Galloway. He's a really cool guy, really nice guy. He's the only guy, most down-to-earth guy I've ever met. Yeah.
Oh, real quick, our good shout-outs. Shout-out to my buddy,
Pat Godwin.
Pat Godwin, and shout-out to JT of the Geek Cast.
That's right. And JT Ukes at 40.
And yes. JT. He's our boy, too, even though we don't. Well, Nick knows him, I don't.
Word.
And he's John's boy, even though John doesn't know him at all. Yeah.
Word. Fellow ukulele player.
Ooh, now he's got to be
well,
your
there
boy.
There you go.
Remember, he did Baby on Board a few weeks on his podcast. Whoa. Very cool.
Oh, really? I need to check that out.
You know what? I'll send you a link to it.
Is that his personal podcast or the Geekcast?
It's his personal podcast.
Is it on iTunes yet? Because I couldn't.
It's on iTunes. You just have to find it.
Is it in his podcast?
Not on his podcast. Yeah, JD Ux 40. But he also does YouTube videos, and like he has this really badass, like Caribbean, like fucking sweet ass hat. He wears
his YouTube videos.
It was like Panama Jack kind of hat.
Is it a video podcast?
Yeah.
What? Okay, only the geek has to show me up when I type in JT Shang. What do I need to type in to find?
Type in ukulele 40, I guess. That would be...
Ukulele.
But beyond that...
This is for other fans.
While you look that up, I just want to talk about one thing about Spider-Man. Good animation. Sorry. No, you're fine. You're fine.
I just want to find JT's podcast.
Good writing. But the other thing that was really kick-ass about it was, and this is what made me think about this, the Green Goblins, the first time the Green Goblin appears, and he's fighting him, and they're going all over the place, and they're in some fancy dinner ball, and the first time, the episode opens with, you see the fancy dinner ball building, and you see a big hole in the glass, and all of a sudden you see Spider-Man thrown out of the glass, and he starts falling, and his narration kicks in, he goes, oh, what's that word when you fall from a window? Yeah, he says the word, he's like, I don't like that word. It's a long word, and I also don't like it when it applies to me. Yeah. And so then he wings back up there and just punches that... I thought that was very witty.
That is.
And considering the old cartoon...
I should check it out. Is that new?
Yes.
Or is it just started?
Here's the thing. When I was taping it, it showed an old episode from last week, but then the new episode said the second new episode.
Okay,
so apparently
the series just began.
Yes.
So if I jump on board now.
Yeah.
You have two new episodes on right now.
Yeah, supposedly the way that the WB says on the promos, it's like they're the first two episodes. But it feels like they're maybe airing them out of order.
The two that aired this Saturday are the first two?
Well, they showed last week's new episode, and then they showed this week's, which is the new episode. So it starts off with last week's episode and then next week's episode.
I need IMDb this because if it's brand new, I will jump on the bandwagon.
It's actually pretty good. I was surprised. And also, for those who I've not watched this yet, but Turtles Lost Season is supposed to be like the last penultimate season in case they didn't get picked up. Because, like, seriously, this demon shredder they fight, you can't really kill him. So they're, like, giving the Turtles these amazing powers. Then when they go into the future...
What's it called? It's Spider-Man.
Spectacular Spider-Man. Don't forget the hyphen. But that was all I had to say about that. I just thought that was funny because you reminded me of being thrown out of the window. And I thought that was funny. Because I really died laughing because that's the thing. If you read Spider-Man, he's lost a bit during when he's gotten older. Is that dude fucking cracks jokes. Like the movies never did that, really. He fucking is cracking jokes in his head while he's funny in Kingpin. Like Ultimate Spider-Man comic book, there's like he's making fat jokes about the Kingpin.
There have been six episodes.
Okay, then I don't know.
No, there have been eight episodes. Only
well,
one
they're showing an hour, so they're catching you up. So,
They started airing March 1st.
Okay, so
I missed episode 6 is airing May 3rd, and that's the only one listed as coming up anytime soon. It looks like they've all been aired now. Of the eight, they had an original.
I was surprised;
eight.
It was really good.
8 episode season 1. Geekcast isn't coming up. Geekcast.com.
Well,
I'm trying to look under iTunes and I can't find JT's other podcasts. Well,
Jimmy, I will help you both find your way to the promised land.
Because I want to know, and we need to tell our listeners.
Every week we have a promo to JT Ukes at 40. I think the easiest way right now is www.nightgig.com/JT/. Oh,
but I don't want to download. I want it to be on iTunes.
I'm just saying for videos.
Nightgig.com/
JT is eating this up right now because we are totally just donating a full show.
We moved the server and haven't uploaded the site yet. Go to www.nightgig.com.
Okay. It's there, so well, damn it, I will find it for you. Wait, I swear to God. Hold on. Now, see, now you're making me fucking look for it.
No, it didn't come up with JT/JT's not it.
JT, you've hid your website, sir. And
JT, you need to make it easier for us to find because I'm a fan and I want to hear it.
Even though he's never heard your show before.
I listened to the Geekcast many, many times.
I know. I'm talking about JT Ukes at 40.
Well, I have not listened to it since Christmas because I listened to our show. I have downloaded it since Christmas. And I will catch up with that as well as our own podcast, as well as Kevin Smith's podcast. Yeah, I haven't listened to it since episode 118 because 119 is the first one I have, which is December 5th. So it's been since before Christmas. But JT, I pledge to catch up soon.
Wow, there's, like, everything but, like, when I'm looking up at...
I know, you can't find it, right?
Well, I can see, like, the podcast for, like, YouTube, like, when I search for it. Hey, folks.
I don't see. Anyway, the last...
Hey, good song.
The last... Don't look YouTube.
That's
I want to find
really
it on iTunes.
Weird. I'm looking through my music right now.
Yeah. And you...
that is what page I'm on.
What?
I swear to God, that song.
My last review.
I don't want you.
My last review is a book review, and this is part one of my book review
you got
because.
Me in between the devil and a deep blue sea.
Oh.
Okay.
That's George Harrison.
Yes.
That's very weird that I just happened to be looking at that.
We're just that amazing. He told, if for those out there, John is on the couch farthest away from me and my fat ass is blocking the screen. He can't see the screen, John. You can't see the screen, right, John?
No.
Like, you see? John can't see
Even
the screen.
If you weren't in front of it, I probably wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
John is blind.
Well, I got my contacts in, but it's horrible.
I have my contacts in, too. We need to get the LASIK surgery.
Yeah, I don't know. I just need to get new eyes. Like monkey eyes or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Eagle eyes.
While Nick's doing this, looking, I'm going to review my last review, which is a book review. Star Trek Nemesis was the last Star Trek movie. Came out a couple years ago. They released four new Next Generation novels set after Star Trek Nemesis. I've only read two of them completely and I'm barely into the third one, so this is part one of my two-part review. But it's good. They didn't have Before show up till the third book, which is Data's new copy, but of course he's not Data, which some viewers thought he was going to be just like Data, and so the only scene they've had him in is they put him in a box and shipped him to a research institute, which was really sad. But the big news is they finally got Picard and Crusher together. The doctor and the captain are now sharing a cabin and they're lovers. And I don't know. I didn't think they'd do it.
Are they lowercase JT?
I did not lowercase it. I'll try it. Sorry. They're sharing a cabin and they're lovers. And I never thought they'd do it. But it's lots of board stuff, lots of Q stuff. Seven of Nines involved. Janeway's involved. It's amazing.
And we got one other thing to review.
Ooh, it came up when I did that. Dream a Little Dream at 40. Old School Jimmy, what?
Yeah, JT. What's up?
Did you guys watch American Idol this past
Yes.
week? The End of Oil Weber thing?
Yes.
What did you think, everybody?
Love Dana Cook.
Yeah, I thought you did really good.
Love Carly. I can't believe she fucking went home.
I'm glad
I was so pissed.
I hate that girl.
Jesus Christ, Superstar, she rocked it out.
Fuck. She's already had a chance to...
Rock it out.
I don't care. I think she...
Fuck her. She's bitch.
Hate no. Her. She is not. Okay. Here, Sharisha. What's the black girl's name?
Sharisha.
Drunk Jimmy?
Yes. What's the black girl's name? It's just something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shaisha. She needs to go home. She's the worst one left. Jason with the dreads is also pretty
Dude.
Bad.
No.
But he's done some good arrangements the last couple weeks, so he's kind of winning me over.
Carly Smithson sucks.
No, she did.
Yes, she does.
I think Brooke is popular, but I'm ready for her to go home. And I hate David Archuleta. He's a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
My pick for American Idol is David Cook.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about next week's theme? Who they're...
I don't know. I didn't hear the theme because I fast-forward through most of the show.
Do you know who it is?
I just watched the
Who it is? Who is it?
Neil Diamond.
Oh, cool.
Where it began.
My pick to the top three, when they got to the top 12, would have been Ozzy Michael,
know the rest
who unfairly
of
got voted
the
off.
Words.
Carly, who unfairly got
I'm
voted
playing
off.
Playing the same chord.
So now I'm going to call it
again.
David Cook, Brooke, not because she's great, but because she's popular.
I can't play guitar.
It's going to be David Archuleta.
I'm playing a horrible
to
note now.
I want David Archuleta to go home because he's a whiny little bitch. And I want Shay to go home
the whiny
because
bitch.
She should have been sent home like 6 weeks ago.
And I think David Cook's going to win.
John.
You think David Cook's going to win?
Yeah.
That would be my pick.
David Cook's going to win.
I do too.
He's got the same birthday as me. Exactly.
Really?
How can you?
December 20th.
December 20th.
Everyone mark it on your calendar.
Mark it on your calendar. Mm-hmm.
JT's video podcast needs so
da da da.
Ba, ba, ba.
Oh, you know what song I would love to do sometime is Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, give me one good hand, brother. You gotta reach out with one good hand when one good hand sticks up in the sky.
I don't think JT's on iTunes. Ukes at 40, I typed it in exactly.
Well, then you gotta subscribe then to the RSS feed that's on the site. Jimmy, that's all iTunes is. It's just a host for the RSS feed.
But it downloads a nice, easy program.
You can download
like
it. You can download it on there through the RSS feed.
Obviously, it's not a nice, easy program.
It looks like... I could find it if you put it on there. It looks like there are 8, 9 episodes.
That's got a big, huge whiff of laundry detergent.
Tale of Don Quixote.
There are already 34 episodes of JT Ukes at 40. How many catch up on that?
When the good of Benagiki goes mad.
How could there already be 34 episodes?
Jimmy, this show has been rocking it out forever, man.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah,
he just
has.
Posts them a lot quicker.
His goal was to get enough money to buy himself a ukulele for his birthday, and he got enough people to...
He's posting more than one a week.
Well, good for him. It's just a personal podcast. I mean...
I know, but I want to listen to...
Most of
it's
easier for one person to record,
yeah.
You know, then...
It's true.
Hey, because, I mean, I'm trying to get a new
but
podcast
like
together with a roundtable. That's
wish...
four people.
Oh. Yeah.
That's four different schedules. I'm shooting myself right now. I'm excited, but I'm... Bleh.
For the three of us, it's hard, I know. But
no,
it makes me...
Can I say you guys know?
It makes me...
So for my other podcast,
oh, yeah,
do you
yeah,
not
yeah.
listen, Drunk Jimmy?
Which we're not involved in.
Well, you guys are going to be, hopefully, at one point. I'd like to have you as a guest on the show. As a matter of fact, I'd like to have you and JT do an episode.
Okay.
John and JT?
Yes.
Not you.
I know.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Okay.
Jimmy would do another episode.
It's been on for 2 months, just barely over 2 months, and he's already got 34 episodes.
I would like to get John and Colton in the same episode, too.
Yeah.
I'm shooting high.
Yeah.
And JT, and maybe the girl who did
Tom Cruise crazy.
Sweet Life in 23.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and the other girl, you know her? Have you talked to her?
No, but I know who you're talking about.
Oh, and the other girl who did that.
Julia Nunes. You know she's opening for Ben Folds.
Really?
They were playing Folds when I was in Giant Eagle earlier today. I was very impressed. That's all I got, and we're an hour and 17 minutes in.
You know what? One thing we've not reviewed tonight, and it bears reviewing, people. Lost. The tale of Badass Ben. And how he summoned a smoke monster to crush those who killed his daughter.
Well, you know, they're only going to have a Jack episode next, a Locke episode, and then the three-hour finale is unspecified. It's multiple people. Which makes me sad, because it means not all the characters got their due this season. For instance, Claire, who's probably going to die soon, didn't get a flashback or a flash forward this season.
And that's the story of Lost.
Just let everyone know, I'm not playing guitar right now.
No. I've started to establish that when you and him were talking. I'm like, I'm playing guitar.
Okay, good.
I can't play the notes.
You sound like
very
Henry Phillips
well.
Right now. Who I really like and think it's funny, but.
Well, that's the point.
You ever heard Guitar Phil?
No.
That's funny.
Is that Henry Phillips?
Yes.
I like Henry.
I like to do that
I
stuff
like
I was doing last time.
I like Girlfriend. I think that's a great song. Yeah. Especially when I was like, I'm gonna get a computer! So I can get a girl. But then beggars can't be choosers.
Holding the guitar makes me feel like a
man?
Rock star. No.
You're holding it upside down, by the way.
Get out of here with that cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheapest! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
Okay, I'm out. What about you guys?
Well, there was a story of Don Quixote!
Oh, God.
And his panda, Pancho! It's not Poncho, it's Panda Boy.
Okay, we're done.
And we're done, Boots.
Octane.
That's right. We rocked our way to...
This is, by the time we get into John's stuff, we're talking at least an hour 25, so yeah, let's rock it on out.